USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there is a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports. The NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, 3 people killed, 9 others in a hospital after a shooting south of Los Angeles hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council says he tried to edit the White House transcript of President Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine. The New York Times reports Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testified for several hours yesterday in the House impeachment inquiry against the president and claimed that he tried to add details that were left out of the document but failed. The details included, according to Vindman, Trump mentioning potential recordings of Joe Biden talking about Ukraine, and Ukraine's leader mentioning an energy company that had hired Biden's son. Oklahoma's new permitless carry gun law takes effect this week. Oklahoma residents 21 and older and military members 18 and older will be allowed to carry a firearm without a permit or training. Private businesses can also restrict or block guns from being brought into their premises. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with overwhelming force. That includes Russia, Syria, or any remnant of the Islamic State. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Two ex-governors are speaking out about the California wildfire season. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Noting hundreds of thousands of people being evacuated again, former California Governor Jerry Brown says the fires in that state show the world the horror of climate change.
And climate change is related to the fires in California. California is burning while the deniers make a joke out of the standards that protect us all.
Brown at that hearing about the Trump administration's decision to roll back auto emission standards. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was focused on the firefighters involved.
We have the greatest firefighters in the world, bar none.
He spoke on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.